AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The NFL has lowered the boom on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots for a scheme to deflate footballs used in the AFC title game. The league is suspending the Super Bowl MVP for four games next season, fining the Patriots $1 million and taking away two draft picks, including next year's first-round choice. Sports bar owner Jake Nicholson had this reaction.
This is kind of a devastating blow, I would say. Already I've been talking to people at the bar, and already people are talking about boycotting the Patriots games, not wanting to watch them.
The NFL also indefinitely suspended two employees who carried out the scheme, including one who called himself the deflator. Former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez, convicted of one murder and accused of two more, is now accused of shooting a witness to the two killings.
Aaron Hernandez is accused of shooting a friend in the face in February 2013 and leaving him to die on the side of the road.
AP correspondent Michelle Smith reports a friend saw Hernandez allegedly kill two men on a street in Boston. Police say they caused the football player to spill his drink in a nightclub. A day after a tornado killed two people and left three still unaccounted for in Van, Texas, AP correspondent John Moan reports neighbors are helping neighbors pick up the pieces.
It looks like a lot of 100-year-old oak trees have just been blown over, cars tossed around like toys, homes with everything is fine inside, but the roof has just been blown off the building. There's a lot of people just having a look, and they're helping their friends. There's a lot of people come in from out of town with chainsaws, and they're helping get those trees out of the way of power lines so the crews can begin to restore water to the town.
This is AP Radio News. The Senate is headed toward a key vote on trade.
Both supporters and opponents are gearing up ahead of the procedural vote on so-called fast-track trade authority. The vote appears to be close, with the administration running into the most opposition from Democrats who fear it'll cost jobs. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration approach is in the best interests of the economy and middle-class families.
We're hopeful that other Democrats will keep an open mind as they evaluate what we're trying to do here.
More than a dozen Senate Democrats have signed on to a letter saying stronger labor standards are needed before any agreement is implemented. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The stock market gave up some of last week's big gains today. The price of crude oil fell, pulling down energy stocks. Exxon Mobil stocks lost 1.7% of their value. That was the most in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which fell 86 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.